Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We have Brian's in the building today. Who are these men?
We have a grown man in here.
The vibes are different. Okay, so before the episode gets started, we wanted to give them a little bit of an intro because we recorded with them. We didn't even give them an intro.
We did say what their names were.
We were flustered,
but
guys.
We assume everyone knows their names.
I know, maybe they don't.
You know, they're just such cool guys, you know?
In the podcasting scene.
They're so popular.
So on the podcast today, we have James and Fuhad, hosts of Shits and Gigs podcast. We're big fans, guys.
We don't want to tell them this, but we're genuine fans.
We do genuinely
listen.
We wouldn't tell them that,
like,
but we do listen every week.
We have it on all the time.
But they will never know that.
They won't know that.
But we do genuinely listen every week. So we've got two Brians in the studio today, so we hope you enjoy this episode, guys.
Enjoy.
Honestly, they showed us how easily we can be manipulated.
Yeah.
I said this in the car. No. They made me forget my beliefs.
I was just about to say that.
Honestly,
Sophia said the funniest thing she's ever said in her life. She said, they made me forget my own beliefs because they were so convincing of their points.
And we really realized, God, we've just been master manipulated there. The way these boys can just talk their way out of anything. And we're just
situation.
Like, yeah, God, it makes sense.
Well,
it makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I see your point of view.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry we abandoned ourselves in this episode, guys.
But onwards and on.
They had some good lessons for us all. And don't forget, you guys can join the Girls Bathroom group chat. There's a few of you over there already,
yes.
And it's so much fun. Extra episodes every single Monday that you can watch as well as listen to.
Yes, and it's www.patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
£3.99 a month, guys, and it's a whole new world over there. So if you're on Patreon, we'll see you on Monday. If not, enjoy the episode and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Goodbye.
Bye. Don't let it get the best of you. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
We've got boys here.
Okay.
We've got two Brians in the building.
Two Brians.
Yeah, that's what we call boys. Do
Brians.
You know that?
Yeah,
we
boys
call
are Brians.
Brian.
Girls
Why?
Are Sarah, boys are Brian.
Why?
It just happened one day.
It rolls off the tongue. It's an anonymous name. It's like, oh, Brian.
Like,
you know.
No one really knows a Brian.
I was just about to say.
Brian.
I was thinking, why are you calling Brian? Because I've never met
Griffin.
A Brian in my life.
Yeah.
We know one Brian.
We know one Brian.
And
he's an all right guy.
He's actually American.
He's quite charming. Mm-hmm. He's like quite attractive.
Yeah.
In like an elder man way.
But he's not that.
He's not
old.
A silver fox, yeah.
Okay.
But he will be.
Okay, he just looks distinguished.
So he's
a
good Brian.
So he's
so
a good Brian.
Do you not know
Brian.
A Brian?
Okay.
Do you not know
I've
Brian?
I've never met a Brian in my life.
Oh, you see, this is
there
good.
Go. That's why it's anonymous.
Name.
You know, because if we had like a Harry, it'd be like, oh, it's a bit too
Which
like,
Harry is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm. Lots of Harrys in the world. So we've got Brian's in the building.
And then we call the girl Sarah.
Because it's just Sarah.
Everyone knows a Sarah.
We know a Sarah.
I know like seven
Sarahs.
Yeah, there's a lot of
So it's just like, oh, Sarah, you know, stop being an idiot.
We used to know a Sarah.
That's a super plain Jane name.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, well, we say Sarah and Susie.
Sarah and Susan.
Susan, not Susie.
Sometimes Susan.
Susan.
And then sometimes Helen.
Sometimes Helen. Helen's a bitch.
I think Susan and Helen sound like bitches.
Yeah, they are.
Susan, Helen.
Susan,
they're always like,
I know Susan's a bitch. I can just tell.
Yeah, that's when the girls write in, they're like, you know, let's call her
Susan.
It's like, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. 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 So.
Yeah, cool.
At least you're down with our lingo.
We're all caught up.
You're caught up for the episode.
Facts, yeah. All right, sick. Yeah.
So welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us,
honestly.
We're excited that you're
here.
Cute
on the pink. Come on. With the pink tiles.
Yes. Yeah, I do well with pink, to be fair.
I think this complements
is it your color.
Yeah. Cheeky salmon is.
Salmon, yeah.
Salmon.
Yeah. Salmon shirt is good.
Oh, okay.
Little salmon shirt. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Gorge. Okay, wow.
Wait.
So awkward.
You look funny.
Would you ever wear pink?
I wear pink quite
a bit. Yeah, I wear pink all the time.
Real men do wear pink.
Yeah.
What, pink trousers?
No, pink top.
Loafer?
I wear pink.
Pink loafer.
I wear pink salmon tee or a shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, tee or a shirt. That's as think as far as I go.
Tee or a shirt.
I want to wear pink
shorts.
I wear pink shorts.
Swim shorts.
Yeah.
Get that quad out.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you wear long swim shorts?
No, Gucci daddy.
Oh, is that like
mid? Yeah, it's like
here.
Below the knee?
No,
that's a faux pas. You don't do below the knee.
No, below the knee is just like,
I don't like, that's a hand-me-down.
Below
the knee is a hand-me-down from the pops. Yeah.
Also, do boys wear boxers under their swim?
Of course not.
No, there's a net, there's netting in there.
Yeah, there's net in there, there's safety there.
What about gym shorts?
Gym shorts.
Dependent on the thing, because I've got gym shorts that I've got the netting under it as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes I
see the netting is what's holding.
It keeps it tucked.
Tucked.
It keeps it all tucked.
Netting in the gym shorts.
No, it's not netting, but it's like an underlay. Underlay.
The one that comes like below the shorts.
It's a pant.
It's literally like that. It's different.
Oh, a thong.
Because if you wear, sometimes if you wear.
It's a pant.
It's definitely not a thong. If you wear boxers underneath it, it's
busy.
Weird.
Yeah, it's just busy. Yeah.
Busy is the word. It's busy.
Do you not want to feel more secure though?
It's just, I want the comfortability and the flexibility.
It holds.
Especially when I'm stretching, if I'm doing leg day. I need that.
It can't be busy.
Fair.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer. We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Readable. Okay, well, we start the episodes with our question of the week.
Yeah.
Sick.
All right.
Yeah.
So we've got
this
a
good one. We came up with this ourselves.
Oh, let's go.
As we do every week. We've got a bit of a hypothetical situation. So it's lads' holiday season.
Okay.
Girls are getting a bit stressed. It's July.
Okay.
It's July.
So
Sophia's birthday month.
Let's go.
Happy birthday month.
Thank you.
Happy pre-birthday.
So my boyfriend's gone on his first lads' holiday since we've been together.
She's vexed.
She's livid.
She's
absolutely livid. Yeah,
she's stressed. Yeah. Ever since he's left, he's been so distant and just a bit MIA.
Yeah.
Should I be concerned?
So he's not checking in.
And then, so we've got a poll.
Oh, okay,
so we've
say less.
It's giving suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've got, he's just having some wholesome fun with his friends.
Mm.
He's just away with the
blowing
fairies.
Off steam.
He's just having fun.
Having a good time. He'll see you when he gets back.
Home. Yeah.
What would you vote on the poll?
But if I had to pick one, I'd just say he's just having fun because I deep.
No,
100%. Listen, when
I'm with him,
a lot of women think that when guys get together, it's hell or havoc or whatever. Them just like to be them and have fun.
Yeah, we just want
to
chill.
Well,
yeah,
you don't want to speak to us.
Like you're all tagging each other in your little pics.
Yeah, in your pink shorts.
Yeah,
in
your pink shorts.
Yeah, so that I'm busy doing that, which means I don't have time for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're just having fun. It's only a week. We'll be back.
Yeah. Right. Give me my week.
We'll be back.
One thing I will say is, suspicious, I think, would be the other way. If I'm on a lads' holiday and I'm texting you every 5 minutes, I'm overcompensating.
I'm overcompensating.
Yeah, I'm trying to. There's layers to it.
Yeah,
trying to make you think that everything's fine.
Yeah.
What?
When I'm out here doing stuff.
Dogging.
Long story short.
Stop.
Yeah.
The hell? So man. Almost it's better if we don't hear from you.
Not necessarily don't hear from us.
If I don't speak to you for the week, I'm expecting my bags packed when I get home.
Okay, find a new boyfriend.
But if I'm just checking in, I'm just checking in, want to make sure, how was your day, that's perfect. If I'm there all the time, like, I miss you, I hope you're okay, what have you had for breakfast, what have you had for lunch?
That's what you want,
but trust me.
That's not what you're going to get. It's not what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, it's a red flag.
So that's them overcompensating.
Especially if I'm not like that at home.
Facts. It's too much.
Yeah. I think it's overcompensating.
I feel like that's a
reality. Okay, well, the results of the poll, this is what the girlies think. 79% have said this week it's giving suspicious. They don't like it.
Of course it is.
Shock.
21%
we don't like it, no.
Are saying he's just having some fun with his mates. But I'm going to read some DMs because people give us a bit more.
All right.
Okay.
This happened to me, she said. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 years. He'd never been away whilst we'd been together. Then this year he had not one, but two stag do's abroad. Didn't hear from him much at all. When he got back, he explained they had a lot of activities and he was just more in the moment and enjoying himself, which I get. I wouldn't want to hear from him 24/7. If you have full trust in them, it shouldn't be a worry. Okay. So she's kind of saying that actually she didn't mind in the end.
Yeah. Fair, cool, decent.
And again, both of those stag dudes weren't, he was invited, so of course he's gonna go, you know? Yeah. It's not like he planned the holiday.
This girl said literally all he has to do is send one message a day. Fair.
So I'm saying, check-ins. Yeah,
exactly.
Check-ins.
It's a good morning, and then it's a good afternoon, how's your day going? And then it's a call in the evening, FaceTime.
I might FaceTime during the week that we're there, but I wouldn't FaceTime you every day.
Evening.
I wouldn't FaceTime you
every
day.
Listen to this girl. She's put, from experience.
Especially if there's a time difference. Come on, relax.
Yeah.
From experience, just block him.
Wow.
Or what, while he's out?
That's extreme.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Yeah, do you know what? Make him suffer while he's out.
Yeah,
there.
Make him start thinking about
that
you.
That'll ruin my whole holiday.
That's what she wants to do.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's smart.
Let me enjoy myself.
While your boyfriend's on holiday trying to enjoy himself, you want to block him so he's just livid and vexed.
She gave us a reason for that response.
Well, it's like, I'm just sat here stressing about you, so I'm going to make you stress about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
you're thinking, what's she doing? She's gone so quiet. The reason, so we haven't heard from
your
her.
Your reason is because she's not messaging you all tonight. The time.
Then we're partying. We're doing shots. We never go out. You know what I mean? And he's watching the stories.
Yeah, that will stress me out. Yeah. If I'm away and now all of a sudden you're out every
active?
Night. No. I'm getting the first flight back. What? You're taking a piss.
Let's go out.
Yeah.
I've been begging you to go out.
You
haven't been anywhere.
I guess we're that couple now. So let's go.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do. Girls, you heard it here first. When your man's away on holiday, nights out, tables, let's go.
I'm not seeing you on a table.
We'll get a huge girl.
I'm not seeing you on a table. I'm not going to stand for that.
I'm not seeing you on tables.
That's out of order. That's out of order.
Legs, bum, tits,
ass out, mini dress, neon, let's go.
Body oil.
Mm. Oh, because you think we can't play that game too.
You think you were talking about Magic Mike before? Say less. Say less.
Yeah, I'll buy 3 tables.
What, a Magic Mike? Yeah. We had the best night of our lives when we had a Magic
fantastic
Mike
night. Magic Mike.
The stage front was row. Here. My face was at the stage. Yeah.
And he I've got videos.
Thrusting his stuff into our faces.
Yeah. And they like make eye contact.
They want you to fall in love with them. Yeah. And you do. Oh, maybe he likes
maybe
me.
Maybe he likes
no.
You think, oh my God, I've got a chance. I've got a chance, guys.
Wow.
It was crazy. Were you flustered? Grace, you were going it.
Yeah, Grace is
Grace is begging for it.
Begging for it.
She's dying for it.
You're asking for it? Jeez.
Wow. Nah. Oh. These lot need to stop that show immediately.
Yeah, facts.
What's all this? Baby.
Right, we're going to go to a dilemma because a girl's boyfriend has returned from his lad's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got scratches all down his back.
Oh, dear.
Not good.
So,
let's see what his excuse
dilemma.
Is.
Hey,
wait,
girls.
What's an incident other than, you know, what we're thinking, where he would get scratches down his back?
Maybe
fell into
fell?
A bush of thorns.
Coral reef
incident.
Yeah. The undertow took him.
Yeah.
Okay, so me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years.
Whoa.
We have a house. We have a dog. We live a nice life with well-paid jobs and go on plenty of holidays. We've never really had any
congratulations.
Issues. Our relationship has been pretty plain sailing and he's never given me much of a reason not to trust him. He's been cheated on in the past and always vows that he would never do such a thing as he knows how much it can hurt.
Mm-hmm. However, he went on a lad's stag weekend a couple days ago. And with the recent hot weather that we've been having, he took his top off to sleep, which he never usually does.
Oh.
He doesn't take his top off to sleep.
Red flag.
That's a red flag from day one.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
Scary. To each their own, innit?
Scary.
To each their own.
Didn't think anything of it, but when he rolled over, he had no duvet. You know, it's hot, it's sweating, duvet off me. And I noticed 4 or 5 scratches across his back. Should they look like the kind of scratches you get across your back after having sex with the, it's the nails. I know it's not me, 100%. Am I just running away with my own thoughts or should I confront him about this? I don't want to come across as a psycho girlfriend, but it's really playing on my mind. Like, how else have you got these scratches? And she's attached pics.
Oh.
No, she hasn't.
We like to see. What, she said, sorry, they're a bit blurry. I was trying not to get caught with the flash.
Oh, can we see them?
That's kind of deep.
Side scratch.
That looks kind of deep. That's like a.
Whoa.
That's a side thing.
I'm not so sure about that one, you know.
That's his back.
To be fair, it's not where I was picturing it.
I thought we were doing.
Yeah. We're in there. Yeah. Grips.
Yeah. Missionary.
Yeah. That's a side thing. Side thing, maybe not.
That's interesting.
Nah.
Do they look like fresh scar? Like, do they look fresh?
They don't look fresh either.
They look a bit old, innit?
Yeah, but if, yeah, they, yeah.
Okay. I say ask him, because they don't look like sex scars to me.
Mm.
They don't.
So she's just
panicked.
She's, yeah.
But usually we should follow our gut, do you know what I mean?
I mean, women usually do that.
I guess so, but like.
And like, if that's, but what, if
that's
what
lazy behavior, instinct? Because he would have felt that. He knows that there. If it is a sex scratch, he's not taking that top off. He's sweating through the night.
Yeah.
Facts. He knows it's there.
But it's his back. He doesn't know they're there.
He knows.
Look that deep. He knows it's there.
That's kind of hurt.
Yeah. Like you shower every day, you're gonna feel something.
He knows it's there.
Like,
exactly. He'll know.
Yeah.
No. I'm not.
She should speak to him.
Yeah, easily. Just see his face. Where's that scratch from?
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, and that's it.
Why don't you go read him? Oh, babe, that looks sore. How'd you get that?
Do you want a plaster?
Non-accusatory, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't want to go on the attack.
Yeah. That looks.
I'll cry my eyes out. If I'm a cheat in that situation, I'll break down and cry. Babe, I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry.
It's not what it looks like. Oh God, I start saying random stuff.
Yeah.
It's not what it looks
like. I appreciate the pictures.
Same.
But you don't think.
I don't think it's a sex scratch.
Okay.
Personally,
just because of where it's at. The angle where it's at. It just doesn't.
I'm just saying from experience.
Yeah.
When I was in my younger years, 19, 20, there's a story he knows. I was on it.
Mm.
I was a notorious cheat when I was a teenager. Yeah, bad. And then one time I had a love bite here.
Ooh.
Yeah. A love bite here.
Yeah.
So I had, when I got home, I had to get my hairbrush and like
scratch
it and then scratch this side and say I was doing squats in the gym.
Oh my God.
So
it's just it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Wow. She was like, wow, how'd you get that? And I was just like, leg day's killing me, babe.
I'm strong, man.
Yeah, I'm strong, but it's just at what cost?
So heavy.
At what cost?
Yeah, I felt guilty. Because I remember he came in, we used to live together, and then he came in the different, like, what are you doing? And I was just like, bro, just keep walking. Don't ask me questions, just keep walking. Help or go away.
Oh God, hilarious.
That was vile. So yeah, I wouldn't think he's so lazy with it.
Okay.
Because he knows what he's
doing. Yeah, especially if it's uncommon for you to take your top off in the first place.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to get caught if that's a sex scratch.
Yeah.
So okay, I don't believe it.
I don't think it's a sex scratch at all.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, that's moving one on. Happy listener.
There we go.
She's good. Relaxed.
She can sleep well tonight.
Yeah, she'll have a good sleep.
Okay, we've got, how do I take it out the office? Okay, so what, she fancies someone in the office?
Yeah.
Juicy.
So hey, ladies.
This is my favorite
this
kind
is
of story.
This is about girls like making a move romance. On guys.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Since we've got you here, we need to learn.
Let's go, let's go.
Have you ever had a word?
It is. Carry on.
Okay. I love office romance.
So.
You ever had office romances?
Oh, haven't I just?
We have.
Really?
Yeah, I've had loads.
Yeah. You have had loads.
People are like, yeah, that paper
copy. Do they end in tears?
For who?
For everyone involved.
No, well, it never ends in tears for me.
Not for you.
I don't cry. Fun fact.
Ever?
I haven't cried since I was a kid.
Really?
Same, I don't cry either.
Really?
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever?
Sometimes I want to.
What if you were in pain? What? If you got stabbed? You're not going to cry?
Well, I've never been stabbed.
No. I wouldn't cry from pain either.
Really?
No. I'll scream.
If you break your leg, you're not going to cry?
No, I wouldn't cry.
I probably Come scream. On.
But you can't help it. It just falls out your eyes.
No, it's not happened, so I don't know.
I've been in pain and I didn't cry. It's just agony.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I nearly lost a testicle and didn't cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said on the pod. I nearly lost a testicle and didn't cry. I was just in agony. I was in sheer agony. It wasn't my best day.
I wasn't expecting you to say
it. I just remember now. It wasn't my best day, ladies. I'm not going to fucking lie to you. Can we swear on it? Can we swear on it? You can swear on it or no?
What?
Can we swear on it? Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What was the story?
I was at my mom's house. This was it before I moved to Mani?
It was before you moved to Manchester, yeah.
I think it was maybe 2015, 2016 maybe.
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago. I was just at home in bed. I woke up and I was in absolute agony. Obviously, ladies will never know what it's like to have balls and what the pain is like.
Yeah, we don't understand.
It's unbearable. No exaggerations, unbearable. And I think it was my right one. It was just in pain for no reason. It's not like I hit or anything. Like, I just woke up from sleep. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Luckily, my mum was in and my mum's a nurse. I was like, mum?
Oh,
I was having that conversation in the first place. It's like, shoot me now. But anyway, mum, I'm not going to lie to you.
I need help.
Hurting. I didn't say it word for word or that, but long story short, my balls are hurting me. And my sister was in as well. She was like, just ice or whatever. Relax, relax, relax. I was like, cool. I tried that for about maybe 30 minutes to an hour. Didn't work. I was like, we need to go see someone. Drove to the hospital. My mum drove and my legs were on the car. You know when they say don't put your feet on the...
On the dash.
On the dash. I was 10 and 2 on the dash like this. I was 10 and 2 in the whole dash. My balls were in agony. I had to like make sure I could breathe and stuff. Oh. I was walking like a penguin to the in the A&E. I was walking like an absolute penguin. So as soon as I got there, they were like, oh, thank God you came. Long story short, they was like, thank God you came when you did. Sure. If you had come probably a few hours later, you could have lost it. Because what they said was, it was a torsion in my balls. So overnight, it twisted and didn't twist back. So there's no oxygen, no blood flow, nothing. So it was swelling up. Yeah, so I had surgery. Yeah.
Whoa.
Surgery, and I've said this in before. First thing, when I woke up, I grabbed any nurse and asked them, do I have two still? Do I still have two? She was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know what you're talking about, big man. Or do I have two? Luckily, just food for thought. Just for clarity, I've got two balls.
At least you live to tell.
There you go.
I once knew a boy with one ball.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I didn't know if you wanted me to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, years ago.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that's all I've got to say about that.
Okay, cool. Let's not expose it.
Yeah, I remember when you told me that and we were like, we just didn't even know that was a thing. We were like
18.
How does that work?
I remember when he told me, it was like a big deal. I was like, oh, I need something.
Why did he tell you?
We were young. I don't know. He needed to tell me something.
Yeah. He had to get off his chest.
Yeah, he was like before anything.
You guys were...
I don't want to surprise you.
We were courting.
Okay.
You were on the way.
It was early in the process.
Oh, yeah.
I think he wanted to raise the flag.
I just wanted to say it before I went, whoa.
Because I'm not dealing with, at that age as well, I'm not dealing with your face or expression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise as well.
I'm not.
100% I have to tell you. Yeah. I'm shocked to tell you.
I'm terrified to tell you.
Yeah. Probably,
I just wouldn't go through with it. I'm just going to go through with it.
I'm not going to have a girlfriend, period. Period.
Yeah, no. It's silicone or nothing, bro. Sorry.
You might want to see me up in Love Honey. Toys galore. I'd have to. Yeah, yeah. Oh, anyway. God.
Cool.
Right. I wonder how that happened. Did he ever say?
No.
Was he born like that?
Maybe he was born with it.
Mm. Oh, that's...
Birth defect.
Oh, that's peak. Not on, man.
Yeah.
That's peak.
Oh. Okay, where was... Right, okay.
Taking it out of the office. How do girls make this?
Right.
Yes. So she's... We talk about that.
Right.
Big detour.
So she said, there's this boy in my office. Let's call him Brian.
Let's go. Let's.
Obviously.
Brian is ridiculously fit, although apparently a bit like Marmite amongst the other girls in the office.
Oh, okay.
I've discussed how much I fancy him with other co-workers, and I'm either met with, really? Or who doesn't? So some people think he's a bit gross and
I like that.
That is okay. I really want to see what
I
it looks
need
like.
To see
I need to see what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
She said he's Irish. So hot, she said. Okay. Although Brian and I work on the same floor and for the same company, our workloads don't really cross paths. That being said, over the past few months, I've managed to befriend him by small talk in the office.
Oh,
progressing
nice.
To sitting with him and other co-workers at lunch. Oh, all right. Geez. So, okay. One time I sat with him and two of his team members, Sarah and Susan.
Here we go.
The people I usually sit with weren't in before I probably spoke to him. Sarah and Susan.
So she's getting in there with the girlies.
Sarah and Susan are his friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Brian said that he felt like he had a compliment. He had to compliment me. So he said I had lovely hair. Okay, so they're flirting. Right, okay.
Okay.
Since then, I've tried to drop the Riz on him a bit.
What's the Riz?
That's the game. What about Riz?
Riz is the game, isn't it?
She's trying to spit game.
Spit game. Drop bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new age thing.
Yeah.
It's like 6 months old.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Right. So she's followed him on Instagram, he says. Mm-hmm. Oh, she said, I did get a follow back.
Nice.
And then also carried on one of our conversations after lunch on Teams. Oh, they were sat on their little
Zoom. They were gossiping. They were like, let me see what.
So everyone else left. Right. Okay. Okay. He sort of pulled me aside to be like, make sure you try out that game. Oh. So I saw it is a good opportunity to message him about it. Okay, so they're talking.
Okay.
I recently did a half marathon and had a bit of an injury afterwards, so I was limping around the office. And in this team's conversation, he specifically remembered the type of injury. When we initially had that conversation, I made a joke about it and walked away feeling really embarrassed. So I think it's quite sweet how you remembered. Okay, so you remembered that she's got an injury, right?
It was getting sexy. So it's just nosedived.
Right.
Where's the juice?
Yeah. So she's rounding it off.
God.
And she's saying, do you think I've got a chance?
She's saying, she's saying the advice
on how to let him know that I fancy him. And if you have any ideas on how to take it out the office.
So it's mainly the last paragraph we're focusing on.
Right.
Just say, do you want to go for a drink or something? Like they're clearly-
Nah, right. Bro, that's risque.
I think he's on his way. Why is that risque? Because HR could get involved.
Because they work together. She has to see him every day. If she's like, do you want to go for a drink? And he's like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, but they're clearly flirting. They're clearly like having
a rapport. I don't know.
He remembered that injury that she had.
He remembered a strain. And that's he said, sweet. I feel like I have to compliment you. So true. You've got nice hair.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's not a real compliment for me.
Right? No.
Hair is basic.
Basically, like, what would you advise to the girls out there who like want to let a guy know that they like him? Like, how should the girls be approaching the guys?
Take it to Instagram. You should go like for like on Insta. Mm.
What,
like two of his pics and see what he does.
Yeah. If he likes a couple back,
yeah. Then
what
we're
do
in.
You think about liking stories?
That's like, a new thing. I don't know who's ever liked my story ever.
My dad likes my stories.
Really? Yeah. That's cute.
We've been getting questions like, he's liking my stories. What does that mean?
And it's we don't know what it means.
You probably look nice in the story. That's the only thing.
It has to be a story reaction. You can't be liking the story.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
It's love struck eyes or nothing.
Yeah.
Or a gif.
Gif.
I'm a sucker for a gif. Yeah.
What, as a response to a story?
Yes. So if you post, if in my opinion, if you post something fire and I reply with a gif.
Weird.
What kind of gif?
It depends on the picture.
Okay.
It depends on the post or whatever. Okay. Sorry.
That's a bit easier to reply to than like the flame emoji though. Yeah, you can't reply.
Yeah, flame emoji in my opinion is very basic. It's so basic.
Yeah, like, but we're just testing waters.
Testing waters.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
And then we'll see if we get it back.
Exactly.
So she needs to take it to Instagram.
She has to take it to Instagram.
Yeah.
Because she has and maybe she should just flick her hair a little bit around the office.
Yeah, what are you doing at the weekend?
Yeah.
We had to find out if he's got a girlfriend,
didn't we?
Yeah.
But we went in offices.
We were in retail.
We were in, I was in a bar.
You worked in a bar?
Yeah.
Nice.
How long before? I worked in a bar.
How long?
Couple years.
I was behind the bar. I was like, hey boys.
Cocktails or just mixers?
Not cocktails. Cocktails. They were like ready-made. It was like a student bar. It was like ready-made cocktails.
Less. Okay.
Yeah.
You had a good time?
I had a good time.
And you had romances?
Well, I met my first boyfriend there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was bad news, but it was good. But it was good, good experience story to tell. For me. Built my character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's risky though getting involved with someone at work because if it goes sour, then it's like it's you've now got anxiety going into work because you've got this guy here who
because I had mates at that job
all the time,
and she slept with like three of the guys, and she's like, it's getting awkward.
Making
now.
It for yourself.
I was like, it's getting a bit uncomfortable now.
Out.
I was like,
chill out.
Susan, it's getting a bit.
It's getting a bit far now.
It's getting a bit awkward now.
Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah
I've had office romances that they've burnt.
Yeah.
So
maybe she just shouldn't go for it. Maybe she should just actually not bother.
No, I think he likes her though.
I mean,
and they're on different floors though. So I feel like if it went wrong, then she just stays on her floor.
Okay, different floors is good.
That's true. Because she's coming down to the lunchroom.
Do the DM thing. DM and just go from there. Or sorry, like for like and then go from there. Go like for like first.
Like for like has to. I personally don't think, since they're already talking on Teams, if we're doing like for like two, see if he likes. If he only likes one back, he might have just been polite.
So let's say he likes two,
we're in.
What am I going to say?
Two's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah. It's a bold move.
It is bold.
Especially if they're old posts.
Yeah, don't go too old.
Don't go too
maybe
far.
Like top row on the grid. And then maybe miss one and then go for
it depends though, because I feel like if the top three are pinned, I tend to skip
the first.
They're
not pinned. They can't be pinned.
Yeah.
Nah, come on, man.
I skip the pinned ones.
Yeah.
I want to see something nice.
Yeah. I keep scrolling, I want authenticity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not what you like. I want to see what I like.
Yeah. But we pin our best posts. Yeah,
exactly. But it's up to me.
Yeah, don't force me.
Exactly. Baby.
Okay, we've got some questions that people have sent in, which we need answers to.
Okay,
all right?
We got you.
Why does this guy text me saying he misses me, likes me, but is never actually asking to see me?
Because if you miss me, you want to see me.
So like, he's never making plans. He's never like, let's do something on Friday. But then he'll sometimes just drop in and be like, oh, you're looking so good. I miss you. Blah, 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 blah.
So I'm assuming they used to do a thing in the past or they've met in the past before. And
she's not said. She's just said, why does this guy text me saying he misses me, likes me, but never actually asks to see me? So it's all just like talk.
I'm assuming a couple of dates. Yeah. Maybe. A couple months back.
Or maybe they've met online and it's just like not.
But you can't miss someone you never met.
Yeah.
True.
So I feel like they've had a couple of things in the past. They've they've courted, as you say, in the past.
They've courted.
And he's just trying to re-up.
He's trying to re-up. But why is he saying that?
Yeah, he's moving, not going to act on it, though.
He's moving lazy, I think. But he... I don't know.
Why
don't
do you know. Do that?
Maybe he wants her to make the move, per se, in terms of like, oh yeah, just come round, or if you miss me, come round. Something like that. And then he just goes.
Sounds like he doesn't want to be seen in public with her. He just wants to sort something out.
Yeah.
And he just wants to keep her...
There.
Yeah. Like keep her in.
Just keep her dangling.
Happy. Yeah. He's dangling the carrot.
Just remind her he's around.
Got it.
But he's, so not, maybe, he's not trying to commit.
So you should block
like
his number.
His fifth option or something right now.
Literally. Every time she posts like a banging story, he's reminded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then he'll reply like, Jesus, I miss you.
Jesus, I miss you. You're banging. Right.
You're banging.
But then why not? I want to see you. Let's see you on Saturday.
He's got a girlfriend, to be fair.
Probably.
I'm not even joking.
So sad.
Probably.
If he's not making moves, he's probably got a girlfriend.
There you go.
Block him.
It's a hard reality.
Number needs to be deleted.
It really is.
It is.
That's the only other reason I can excuse as to why he's not actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
Okay, another question. Why, this was the most common question. Why do guys do the most at the beginning?
It's a love bombing.
What is that?
God, sorry. Yeah, go.
You know, dating, love bombing.
Yeah.
And then just... ghost. What is that about? The girls want to know.
Because it's heartbreaking.
It's all intense at the start. It's like, whoa, he's messaging me a lot. Like, he wants to see me.
I love you. Blah, blah, blah.
I feel like...
And then, like, you kind of, oh, okay. Like, he's maybe... You kind of let your feelings...
You slowly warm up.
Yeah.
And then he's just like...
Yeah,
it's like, hello?
Exactly
question mark.
Yeah.
It's like, one tick. It's like... Huh.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, that's extreme.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going down that path. Yeah. But I thought you meant in general. I just feel like when it's new, everything's exciting on both sides. You get to know each other. You know, you're going on dates. You find out what similarities you guys have. You go and do this. You go and do that. It's exciting, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like once maybe when you get past, like, I can't really put a date on it, maybe like 3, 4, 5 months, depending on how good you guys are together, how often you see each other. I wouldn't necessarily say it like, because... that's not for me. I wouldn't say that's what I do or that's what's happened to me, but you just
it
get
like
comfortable.
Tapers
yeah,
off.
It tapers off. You get comfortable with each other, but you still do stuff like every week or every other week. No, it's not like bang, 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 as it was in the beginning, but it's still there, but it's just like a lower rate.
Right. So why do they say stuff that they don't mean? Like, I want to marry you.
I can't answer those questions for them. Why
do they say stuff like that?
When they don't mean
bro,
it.
Like,
people get caught up in a moment.
Well, no, this is what really gets the girls.
Go on.
Yeah. So like, let's say it's February.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Speaking to a guy, blah, blah. He's like, we should go somewhere in the summer.
Oh, it's the holidays.
We should go to Rome in the summer,
nice,
honestly.
Your
birthday's in July. Let's go to Rome. Let's. And then I'm thinking, oh my God. Like,
I've got a trip.
I'm going to be talking to this guy in July. He sees me in his future. Like, this is going to be a lot. This is going.
Yeah.
And then like March, it's like.
April. It's like
it's slowing down.
It's really slow.
I mean, it's
like
it's his fault. I feel like it was one of those ones where he probably overcompensated in that situation, and he was gassed in the moment.
Guys just want to know that they've got you.
Yeah, gassed,
and they're willing to do whatever it takes to have the reassurance that oh yeah, 100%. She's like she's falling for me. Like yeah. I'm the one, and then he's bored.
So they just
unless you're going to be his wife, like he gets bored super quick.
So they just want you to fall for them.
Literally,
they just want to have you there.
The dark truth. Yeah. Once he knows he's got you, if he has no intention of making you his like girlfriend properly, then he's kind of like
okay.
Over
so the other question
you
is
just be coasting
what
along.
What was the other question about? So do boys know straight away whether you're girlfriend material?
I wouldn't say straight away.
You can be like early. You can be like surprised.
Yeah.
Do they put girls in categories?
Mm-hmm. One night stand, girlfriend, situationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
What
determines the categories?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the vibe where you meet them, how you interact with them. So like if I've met a girl at a club, and we're both having a good time. I'm out with my boys, she's out with her girls. And I think you look good. She thinks I look good. And we've exchanged whatever pleasantries.
Yeah.
Got her a drink. We're dancing. See where the night takes us.
Yeah.
If I'm looking to, court that night.
Court.
I might not necessarily think, let's see where this goes tomorrow. Because
you're thinking about the night.
I'm not thinking too far ahead, Short term. And this was just meant to be a fun night for me. Yeah. I didn't plan to meet anyone.
Right.
I happened to meet someone. We're both having fun.
Yeah.
I think she's down. She knows I'm down.
Yeah.
Let's call.
Yeah, you're never making it to girlfriend.
So you'd never like consider her for a date next week?
It depends though. It depends on.
Yeah, that's true. What, you had a great night. Yeah. And
if
then,
I've had a one night stand with you and I ask you on a date, I love you.
Yeah, exactly. That's different. Yeah. I must feel like, I need to see you again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's
overcompensating.
I've never done that before.
Yeah. I've never.
You've never done that before?
No, because you like I've had everything all in one day. So if I then want to backpedal to first date, you're special.
Mm. Wow.
And that has happened to me before. There's people that I've had where I thought it was going to be just a one night thing.
Yeah.
And then I've met up with them. And before we get down to it, we're having conversations and stuff. I'm thinking, Jesus, this girl's cool.
Yeah.
This girl's very cool.
But you don't really have that opportunity when you've met them the first night, for example, if you're in a club, blah, blah, blah. It's different.
But when you actually get to
talk to them outside of that,
you might start. Very insightful.
So what about the girls that are stuck in the situationship?
Can you ever escape it?
And well, they can,
let's
of course.
Let's say it's been 7 months.
That's not a situationship.
Yeah.
And he's just I'm not sure I'm ready.
Nah, bin him.
You have to.
I'm being honest, he's not going to get ready.
Yeah.
And it's not
going to
be
with
you.
So if it's been over 6 months, it needs
to. If it's been over two or three months.
2 or 3?
6 months? That's half a year. What are you talking about?
What do you mean you're not ready? Ready for what?
That's what we're dealing with.
Nah. He's playing you.
We would say our sweet spot from first date to boyfriend, girlfriend, what? 4 months? Three or four?
Yeah, that's fine. That's a steady development.
Yeah.
It's if I'm saying any words of just after 4 months, 3-4 months, then
I'm not interested in you like that.
Yeah.
We just have a good time together.
Yeah.
But there might be someone better.
You're never going to make it.
You won't make time.
Just don't
cut it.
There
might be someone better. Wow.
Yeah. So it's down to
that's good for the girls to hear.
Yeah, I'm saying it's down to you guys to deal with that ultimatum.
Yeah.
If you want to rip that bandaid off and be like, listen, I want X. If you can't provide that, I'll dip. You have to deal with the consequences of the fact that you're never going
to
get that.
Yeah, because then you see what we're hanging on to is all the things you were saying. You said we were spending Christmas together.
Don't listen
to
February, James. Yeah. Listen to me at my lowest. That's the truth.
Yeah, you'll know me. You'll really know me. Yeah.
Listen to me when I can't pay rent. That's the sentences you want to listen to. Yeah, not when I'm in the honeymoon period.
Yeah, we're hanging on to the stuff that we heard at the beginning.
That we heard. And we're like, we'll get him back. We'll get him back.
Nah, I feel like guys will always do and say the most in the beginning. Always. Best version of themselves.
Always.
And then you need to break through that.
Yeah.
See the shitty stuff.
Yeah. Get,
and then
get
if you can deal with
me.
That,
yeah.
then we're
then
off to a good middle ground.
It's so exhausting.
It is exhausting. It's the same with guys dealing with girls.
Facts.
Girls do the most in the first 3 months as well.
Facts.
We're the best in the first 3 months.
Yeah, you're unreal. Yeah. And then apparently you just coincidentally like everything that I like.
Yeah. Coincidentally.
In the first 3 months, you love everything that I love, and I can't believe
it. Yeah, just find the common ground.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one.
Yeah, you're literally the one. What do you mean? Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, we're just agreeing with everything.
Exactly.
You
that's why I'm planning Rome in March.
That's
the reason why we're planning Rome in March. But now these times, you don't even like anything I like. You don't like to game.
You're going on a pizza tour.
You don't like anime.
You're gluten intolerant. That's why we were doing Rome in the first place.
Yeah, you don't like pepperoni, nothing. Yeah.
Okay, right. Another dilemma. That was was good, guys. That was some good advice there. Yeah. Thank you for that. The girls have learned a lot there.
Let's go.
Thanks.
So anyone who's been in a situationship for longer than 6 months, dump it.
Get out.
You're never gonna make it.
6 months is treacherous.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Next dilemma. She's like, but,
okay. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys,
these
out there.
Poor girls.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
This is exhausting.
Speaking of the beginning, early stages, you know, putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
This guy has said, well, this girl, sorry, he gave me a heads up that he will be splitting the bill.
Hmm. Wow. Interesting.
So what's the context of that? So we said,
I'll
tell
you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, read it.
Okay, so what do you guys think about a guy giving you a heads up that he would like to split the bill for the first date? I matched with a guy on Hinge, Brian. Brian is from Europe. This girl's in New York. Brian's from Europe. And suggested we go for a walk in Central Park. For our first date.
Euro summer.
Well, no, they're in New York. Right. I replied and suggested drinks. Okay, so he suggested a walk. Free. I replied and suggested drinks instead, as I don't really fancy walking with a stranger. Yeah. So technically, it was my suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the text he sent me tonight, brackets, the night before the date. Voice of Brian.
Oh, this is the actual text.
Yeah. Just to give you a heads up, I'm that kind of guy that splits the bill. I know there's a difference. I know there's a different culture here in the States. So if that's okay with you, I'm looking forward to meeting you. Smiley
Wait,
face.
So he's in America?
He's from Europe.
And he's in America.
He's in New York.
Yeah. Dating her.
Dating her.
Saying, oh, there's a different culture out here.
Yeah. He's trying to make out like no one in Europe pays on the first date, I think.
Right. I see.
So give you a heads up. I'm that kind of guy that splits the bill. I know there's a different culture here in the States. So if that's okay with you, I'm looking forward to meeting you. Should I be grateful that he has good communication skills about splitting bills? Oh, the bar is really low. Or wary that he won't splurge to treat me on a date in the future? Is he just being wary because he's never met me and hopes he won't have to pay a big bill? Mm. Then again, it's just drinks. Surely it's not going to be that expensive.
Yeah.
I texted my friend about it and she said I should still go and see how the date plans out. But I really don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, first of all, props to his morals. Like, I wouldn't.
He's saying it up front.
He's tired of getting sank in his face. Yeah. He's bored of it now.
Props to his
morals. And also, like, he obviously wanted to do something for free because he suggested a walk.
Yeah.
He's broke.
He is broke.
He is broke and he's owning it.
He is.
I have to give him props for that.
I appreciate that.
I have to give him props.
Yeah, because, like, it is
exhausting. But what if he's not broke? He's from Europe. He's traveling.
He's in New York.
He's in New
for
York.
His plane
he's
ticket.
Got a bit. He's got.
He's paying for a
swimming.
Hotel right now.
Like, if you're asking girl on, if you're asking girls on dates
on a walk,
I mean, if he's going for a walk, that's
telling.
They should do a coffee. Yeah. That's like $2.
The thing for me is, I most guys, in my opinion, I know I do this, and I think most people do this.
Mm.
Is like very early on, a guy will. If I'm like, if I see your Instagram or whatever, one of the first things I think is like, can I afford this girl's lifestyle?
Mm.
Oh,
100%. Can I afford this guy's lifestyle? Not necessarily to pay for everything for her all the time, but
just
but can
like,
I afford to just like
meet
hold
in the
my
middle.
Own
yeah.
in this? Because I just can't be asked to be looked down on or just be like, oh, what do you mean by splitting the bill? I just can't be asked to deal with all of that shit.
It's
pointless and exhausting.
Yeah,
so very early on, I'm thinking, can I afford this girl's lifestyle? So if I'm asking you for a walk and you're like, fuck the walk.
Let's
go
for drinks.
In New York, I don't know. This could cost anything.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if we're like, cool, we can do that.
Mm.
But just let you know, like,
splitting the bill.
Yeah, I'm not having this awkward altercation when he puts the bill on the table. Let's just
I have to rate him for saying it from the jump.
Yeah, he's great. I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, it's not sexy.
It's not sexy in the slightest.
Yeah. We're just drying up vaginas everywhere.
Everywhere, worldwide. Yeah,
it's not like giving wine and dine.
No,
energy.
Not you're not whining and dining.
I want to take you out.
Right, so every date we go on in New York, we're splitting it. It's 50-50.
Yeah, but you might get to, if she does go on a date, or she did go on a date, she might get to like him. You never know.
Yeah.
So it could
right,
develop
and
from
fall
there.
In love.
You know?
Or maybe he's just had a lot of bad experiences where he's paid for dates and now maybe he's thinking, I'm not doing that anymore. And like, if I like you, second date, it's on me.
Yeah,
but
if you're
first
a serial
date,
if you're a serial dater as well, if you're dating people like 2-3 times a week, that's
expensive.
That stacks up.
Yeah, true.
So should she go on this 50-50 date and see?
I mean,
or should she just sack it up?
If it's just for drinks, what's she got to lose?
What would
we
probably say?
Do,
we'd probably say, don't go.
Yeah, but
what we say, don't go. You're in New York. Find yourself a nice.
Yeah, I'd say, don't go.
Little, little man.
No, not even that.
No, but who's gonna
little man? Little man. Wow.
He's not gonna split the bill, and you know,
I would say
you don't
like,
want to do that.
If it's the first date, you've just said the first date is when the guy, you know, it's all obsessed
but also
in the
it
beginning.
Sets the
That's
tone.
When they're their best in the beginning. Yeah. So it's like if this is your best.
Yeah, if I'm.
We're only
to
going
be fair,
down
yeah,
from
if
here.
If I'm sending you that text, I promise you I'm not that fussed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm sending you really? That text, if I'm risking everything to, like, if I'm risking the whole date to send you the text saying just to let you know,
yeah.
expecting that there's like a 50-50 chance that she could be like, all right, let's just leave it. Yeah. Mm. I'm not that fussed in the first place.
Yeah. I think maybe he's trying to deter her.
I know. I think if you've got nothing else to do and you're bored and you kind of think he's fit and you want to go, you've got nothing to lose.
And he's a cool guy from
but
Europe.
If you're like not that fussed, you could go out with someone else. You're like, oh, I don't really want that energy. Yeah. Like some girls, that's a rule. They're like, I will never pay on a first date. That's the first bottom line rule. Mm. So like if you're that kind of girl, then don't go.
I think don't go, but.
That's an interesting rule.
Do you pay on dates?
If you're asking me for drinks, that's an interesting rule.
Because remember, he offered the walk.
He suggested the walk.
Yeah, he suggested the walk, and she said, let's go for drinks.
Yeah, if I ask you, obviously I'm paying.
Yeah, because it's the rule, like, whoever made the plan pays.
Yeah.
Is that the rule?
Not necessarily, but but yeah, if I say, let's go feed the ducks, and you're saying, no, I actually fancy Nobu.
Yeah.
Don't sit there with your hands like,
when the bill comes,
I'm going to pay anyway. Just entertain me.
Yeah.
Just pretend.
So you want the girls to pretend?
Yeah. If you're, you're telling me this is what you want to do, pretend to get your card out and allow me to be like,
nah, it's fine.
And
I go.
But if you sit there and this was all your idea.
Just like,
And now I'm down £500.
That was so yum.
Yeah, that was so yum.
Delicious.
That black card was amazing. Yeah, that would be the last black card you had on.
Yeah. We're not doing this again.
We're not doing it again.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I love black cod.
Yeah, I know. Same. And the rice cubes.
Oh, the rice cubes with the tuna on top.
So good. Baby.
Okay, so speaking to someone fresh out of a relationship, is it a red flag? Hi, girls. So I met a guy a few weeks ago on a night out and we hit it off straight away. We've been on a few cute dates during the day on his days off. And have been seeing each other very frequently, making dinners together, staying over, sleepovers.
Nice.
Okay.
Giving effort.
Mm. Yeah. Making dinner in his place, though.
She made dinner in his place? Wholesome. Okay,
fair enough.
As any girl does when they meet a new guy, I had a stalk of his socials.
Mm.
And found his recent ex-girlfriend on Facebook.
Well, she really stalked
She's
the socials.
I've not been
on Facebook in 5 years.
10 years.
Jesus Christ.
On Facebook and found his recent ex. From being nosy and innocently looking at her socials, it looks like they've only been broken up recently, possibly within the last month. Do you think this is something to be wary of? She still has TikToks she made about him posted on her page from March that haven't been deleted.
So it must be recent, or it's clearly recent, but I feel like, is there more?
There is more.
Okay, continue.
He has asked me on different occasions about how long I'll speed through it. He has asked me on different occasions about how long I've been single for, about my past relationships, but I never asked him when his last relationship was, and now I'm dying to know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I got a bit lucky meeting someone new, you know, and he was amazing, la la la. But now I'm wondering if I was possibly a rebound on a night out after a very recent breakup. Okay, so they met on a night out.
Yeah.
We have plans to go on a walk later this week.
Not these 3 days. Come on.
The weather's nice.
Yeah.
The weather's nice.
Yeah.
And if he brings a picnic and some like your plastic cups. Do you think I should bring up in conversation his past relationships and find out when his last one was? I'm worried about this. Should I be concerned?
He's being full on, but he's only been single for potentially a month.
In my opinion, if they broke up in March or whatever, he's probably been done since January. Do you know, mentally.
But what
if she dumped him though?
But do men mentally check out? Because I know girls do. We were mentally checked out for a year, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hard time to be checked out.
Pardon? Yeah.
Take action.
Checked out for a year.
We were young.
What do you mean a year?
Yeah, we were scared young. And we were
to
young.
Fair, yeah,
and we were
actually, scared, to be fair, when like, I was one, I, yeah, I was with someone for like 2.5 years. I didn't want to be with.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
You're scared. You're scared. You don't know anything else.
You're scared of the unknown. And it's also what if there's
no one else out there? Yeah.
And it's like, they're all right. They love me. They think I'm great. So like, am I just being like,
I didn't.
Is this, am I just like sabotaging myself? You know?
He was nice.
Damn.
Yeah, it depends. If
but guys emotionally check out too.
Right, okay.
Yeah, of course guys do. Oh. Yeah. Of course guys do. Yeah. If he did the dumping and he was emotionally checked out like a couple months before.
Yeah.
We are good to go because he's being his honest self towards Susan or whoever it is.
So he's already done his healing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So the boys do their healing then? Or you know what I mean? Because
post breakup healing.
Because girls, I feel like we go cold turkey for like a long, long time.
Guys, we want a resting period.
We want a resting period. We're working on ourselves. Guys, being independent.
We're glowing up.
They dive straight in.
They just dive in.
Yeah, nah, guys.
We just go straight into the pool.
We go straight in, but then like.
That's for distraction.
But then it is distraction. Yeah.
And then when reality
later.
Sinks in,
yeah.
Right. 3 months in, yeah, this yeah. is this. Yeah, to be fair, this is where it is a red flag actually. Yeah, because if he's going hard, 2 months in, he's going to be strolling on his ex's Facebook.
Yeah.
When he sees those TikToks are still there, tap, tap. Because if this new thing is not as good as what he had before,
yeah.
He's gone straight in and he's thinking, Jesus Christ, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I've done that before. 100% when I was younger.
And it's hard to go back on yourself when you've gone full on for
the first backpedal. Because also I'd be scared that he would then be like, oh shit, like I've got a whole nother girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in another how did this happen? Like I'm in another relationship. Yeah. How have I got here?
Wow, that's a thing. That is a thing. Jesus, that's an actual thing.
Yeah. You panic.
Wow, okay, cool.
Get because he's not started to backpedal yet, but he might well.
He might. Especially if you need to find out if she dumped him or if he dumped her, because I think that makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
It does, because if he did the dumping, then that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
But if she broke his heart, then he's still
like he was sobbing in her kitchen a month ago.
And you don't want to be with a guy who would still be with his ex
if she hadn't broken up.
Yeah,
that's just shit.
It's tough. Yeah, that is tough.
That's juicy, isn't it? Damn. Boys, maybe that is that.
In our experience, boys do try and replace you super quick.
Yeah,
with like.
I wouldn't say replace.
Yeah.
I would say we just...
We occupy our mind and time.
Similar. Yeah. We wouldn't replace. I don't say replace.
Yeah, I wouldn't say replace, but we occupy our time very... We don't... Guys, that's the thing as well. Girls compare guys. Guys don't compare girls.
Really?
Girls always look to upgrade.
Yeah.
So like if a girl cheats, she would never cheat on a guy that's uglier than her boyfriend. Guys... Don't compare girls in the slightest.
If I feel like you look nice.
Yeah. Nice is nice.
Facts. Nice is nice. But it's different types of nice.
Yeah. So, we do not compare. Nice. We don't like exes. Stop. We don't compare exes. We don't compare. Like,
so you would never say,
No,
she looks like Susan.
No.
No way.
Wait, so you would never.
Like if we met and it would be like, oh, well, he looks a bit like, what's his name from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, like, oh.
Nah, never.
Nah,
never.
Nah.
That's a nice thing to hear though, because we do get a lot of emails from girls being like, you know, I found pictures of his ex and like it's making me feel like a bit I don't look like her.
Get that out of your head.
You guys do that to yourselves.
Yeah.
You honestly do that to yourselves.
That is such a running theme
guys
among girls.
Don't have I feel like when females think guys have types, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not gonna have fun or have sex or whatever with anyone that isn't my type. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't nice is nice, as James said. So you guys are putting that in your own head.
Yeah, this whole
that
comparing the exes is so foolish.
You're doing
that's
yourself.
It stops immediately.
Yeah, we compare everything.
No, you're doing damage to yourselves.
It's chronic.
Just ruining ourselves.
It's one of them ones where you guys be overthinking at home and we're just at home playing PlayStation. Like, oh, what's my boyfriend doing? Like, he's just chilling. He's chilling doing anything he wants and you're hyperventilating at home for no reason.
Yeah,
it's that's a Wednesday.
It's the same with like the liking pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And when the girl's like, oh, it really upsets me when I see if you're liking a picture and the girl looks nothing like me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I promise you it's irrelevant.
It's got like nothing to do with you.
It's irrelevant.
So, wait, so just a like, what does it
what,
mean? Like
on Instagram?
Yeah.
Like a random girl's pic.
Yeah, not saying you should do that, but I'm saying, the comparison between you and this girl is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not the thing that you should be concerned about.
Right.
Yeah, guys really don't compare girls ever.
It's just not.
Okay, good.
It's not
that
thing.
Is so interesting.
Thanks.
We're
for
simple.
That.
Yeah, we are.
Men are simple. Yeah. Women are complex.
Men are from Mars.
Yeah.
We said that.
Women are from Venus.
Women are from Venus. It's true, though.
It's true. Our brains are wired differently.
Very completely
different. Literal planet.
That's a nice thing to hear that they don't compare.
No.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of like our insecurity can come from. It's like, oh, I don't look like that.
But I don't want to look like your ex though either.
That's also a problem. Also a problem. It's like if you've only dated people that look like me, now I'm just one
of the
time.
If I look like your accent, ugh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's almost a lose-lose. Yeah.
Coincidental.
Yeah, if my next girl looks like my ex-girl, it's like coincidence. It's not intentional.
Oh.
I don't think so. It's not because you look like...
Oh,
because
we think that's intentional.
Well, no, we just think like, oh, well, I'm clearly just this type.
Yeah, I can see with the whole type thing.
Yeah,
I'm just another one of these.
But guys get stressed because like, we know for a fact that your ex-boyfriend looks better than me.
Because we know you guys just upgrade.
Yeah, you're like, looking for an upgrade.
Like physically, appearance-wise.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, girls do upgrade.
Yeah, we do.
100%.
Boys, not always.
No.
Yeah, because we're just nice people.
Rarely.
Yeah.
It's logical, we want to have fun.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She's lovely. She's a nice lady.
She's really nice.
Yeah, I like her personality.
Yeah.
Let me get to know her.
Yeah, and you're just screenshotting her pictures in the group chat. Yeah. Slagging her off.
Slagging her off.
Oh, okay. This was a question someone sent in. Why doesn't my boyfriend want me to meet the girls in his friendship group?
Because girls can be judgy.
Girls are bitches.
Yeah, girls can be judgy. And I feel like sometimes relationships with... like I lived with a female when I lived in Manchester.
Yeah.
She wasn't my girlfriend, nothing. She was like a sister to me, do you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people would think that because I've lived with her, that I've slept with or kissed or whatever, but that's never been the case. Mm. But I feel platonic. Like women would be threatened by the fact that I've got a friend that's a female.
Especially
if she's pretty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And she's a good looking female.
Yeah.
But she's literally like my sister. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we would just assume
exactly that straight off the bat.
I think the question in the girl's mind is like, well, why aren't you with her? You obviously like her because she's your friend. She's got a good person. You get along enough
to
live with
your
her.
Business.
That's your business. That's your problem.
You might have making stuff up. She's my friend because she's my friend.
It makes sense though. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah. Sometimes
it's like you guys could have that could be the best for like, you know, we're thinking like, but why?
What happens after a couple drinks and she's in a you know, in a towel?
It's a platonic thing.
It's so platonic.
We just struggle to see that.
Yeah. But that's a woman friend.
Because if there's a guy that we think you're attractive, he's hot. Get along with him.
Because you guys are box tickers. We don't box tick like that.
Yeah.
It is or it isn't. Yeah, we're not.
You
box
categorize.
Like yeah, we categorize. We're not. Right. Like, you guys box take like, oh, he's good
this,
friendship
he's
material.
Got he's got this.
Good height. Yeah. He makes good money. Yeah. This is this.
Good height.
It just makes sense that we should be together.
Yeah.
Guys aren't like that at all.
It's more just the vibe.
It's just so, you're a friend or you're not.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
So can a girl best friend or a female friend develop into a romantic thing?
Yeah. Like, do you think friends first?
That could happen, but I feel like that's sticky because... Personally, I don't think that would last.
So if you were hiding these six, how many girls? Five girls from me, not wanting me to meet them.
Why wouldn't you?
Why?
My first impression is that.
Because I think that you're in love with one of them.
Yeah, my first thought would be like one or some of them pretty and he just can't be asked.
Yeah, for that.
For you to go there, feel threatened and then I have to hear about it.
Yeah.
And then now you're
it's an ordeal.
Curating when I'm allowed to be with them.
Yeah.
Stuff like this. That would be my first thought.
Yeah.
If we just start like on a good... Start well and be like, I want you to meet my girlfriends. Like, they're going to be so nice and you're going to get along and I want you all to be best mates. And that's all fun. That's all great.
I don't necessarily want you to be best mates with them.
Yeah, but why?
These are my friends.
So you want to keep separate.
Not necessarily keep separate. Like, we can interlink, we can have fun, blah, blah, blah. But these are still my friends.
But why are you not letting us hang out?
Because these are my friends.
These are my friends.
Because, like, I go with them when I don't want to be with you. I need to run away from you. So when I'm not with you, I'm with them.
Facts.
So if you guys are all now best friends and then I'm going around one of their houses and you're there, it's just like, for fuck's sake.
So you need time away from me to hang out with these five girls.
Yeah.
But look how you're deep in it though.
Yeah,
You're already livid. But these are my friends.
I don't
want
to bring you around them.
Exactly. I met them before you.
Yeah.
Remember that. These have been my friends before I knew you existed.
Yeah. You're replaceable.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
We just need to get some guy friends.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to the boys' house tonight.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go out with them.
I might stay the night.
That's wild.
I might stay the night at his.
That's
you lot
wild.
You're not taking too far. You stay the night.
I'm skipping and jumping. What's his vengeance chat?
Yeah, why are you spending the night at
Brian? I slept in his bed, but we're friends.
Yeah. He was here before you.
Don't forget that.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard that from an ex before. She had a guy friend and she was like, yeah, we've slept in the same bed before, but nothing happened.
And how did that make you feel?
Oh, I wanted to cry.
I don't know about all of that.
Yeah,
but we're not talking. I'm not talking about sleeping in the same bed.
And I'm saying, no. You can't meet these guys. You cannot meet these guys. No. You're not meeting them.
That would give me.
I'm blocking your number while you're sitting in front of me.
Yeah, high blood pressure.
I promise you right now.
But that's what she's just said. That's what the guys said. No. You're not meeting them. I want to keep them separate. Boys are judgy. You're not going to meet them.
Yeah, double standards.
It is double standards, but it's just.
It's not fair.
It's just, it isn't fair. I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying any of this is fair.
You're just explaining.
I'm just saying why he's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not nice, it's not fair, but I can see why he would.
Because we've had people writing before and all these boys are like, oh, I'm staying around Susan's house.
That's
she's just a friend.
That's not necessary.
That isn't necessary.
That's different.
Or like
we have one yesterday where they were going on a holiday and he was in a sharing a room with the single girl.
Oh, he's a cheat.
He's a cheat.
Yeah, and he said, the uni won't let me change the room.
The uni! Wow! He asked these boys, what's a plausible excuse tell my girl so I can cheat in peace?
Yeah.
That's literally what he asked them. And that's the answer he gave.
And he wasn't even communicating with her as well. And he was away for 3 weeks.
Three weeks?
Yeah.
That's amazing. She's pregnant.
Yeah. The single girl's pregnant. That's ridiculous.
We had a guy yesterday, he's got 5 girlfriends.
Only
female
friends.
Who he travels with. They went to Bali for 3 weeks.
But we thought that was innocent.
Yeah, we saw a picture of him.
He seemed quite wholesome.
He did.
Man's doing that. What's that man's name?
Who?
That travels with Ignite, the Ignite guy.
Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, he's doing that Dan Bilzerian,
the beard man.
He's doing that Dan Bilzerian. That's exactly what he's doing. Traveling with five
girls. This is crazy.
And they were pretty girls.
Yeah.
I bet they were.
Yeah, pretty girls. And she was like a new girl and she was like, is this a red flag?
She was like, I like him. Like, I'm getting to know him, but like, why is he only got
girlfriends? See, no, that's nuts. Like, I'm not meeting a girl and she's so, like, I've got these 5 guy friends and we travel all around. I'm hearing is train, facts. Yeah, no, this is stupid.
But
yeah,
we like travel with guys because it's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 5 guys, 1 girl.
Nah, come on. That's too much protection.
Yeah.
That is way too much.
It's dangerous if we just travel on our own. It's like security.
No,
security,
but balance it out.
No, this is foolishness. I'm not entertaining this conversation one bit.
Yeah.
Okay, right, we've got one more and then we'll finish because this was sent in a lot as well. So, you know, like, say if you're in a bit of a situation where you're seeing a guy and it's like, oh, I really, really like you, but I'm not ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Can you really have big feelings for a girl, but not want/be ready for a relationship?
So borderline love.
I think you can.
Yes.
Really?
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
But if you just love someone.
Yeah, it depends. It depends what your life situation is like. Sometimes you can have like, sometimes as a guy, because guys just want peace and quiet.
Yeah,
peace
of mind. Yeah.
Just like, we don't prioritize love over like the rest of the Jenga. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So like sometimes you can have a perfect balance where, especially if your life is chaos, right? So let's say you've got like a busy job.
Mm.
You've got like, let's say you're a weekend dad and you've got a rocky relationship with your baby mom. Mm. And then like your mum's sick and you have to look after her.
Mm.
And you've got all this shit going on. You know that bringing this person into that is just going to make
Jenga's going to fuck hard.
Right.
It's just going to make life way too difficult.
Mm.
And you're taking on her problems and you're taking on extra responsibility. And it's just going to fuck. The whole Jenga thing is just going to fall for the sake of love.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be in a position where it's just like, this is just stressing me out.
It's too much.
I love you. But
it's too much for
bringing
now.
You in is just like, the thought of it alone is just like making me itch.
Yeah.
So I'd rather it's just, I'm just not
valid. That makes sense.
I mean, it's an extreme example, it is a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Because I feel like girls hear that a lot. They get like almost like love bomb. They're seeing him a lot. They really like him. And then his excuse is like, just not ready for a relationship. And it's like,
yeah, but that makes sense what you said.
Yeah.
If you're just at uni.
If you're just a guy.
If you're just at uni.
Yeah, he just wants to fuck.
He just wants to, literally.
He just wants to bang with no responsibility.
He just wants to be single.
Dine and dash.
Yeah, he wants to dine and dash. That's all he wants to do.
Because if he wanted to, he would. Would you say that's
100%. If you wanted the relationship. If you're chilling at uni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't want to claim her.
Yeah, because that's our role. If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Cool. Guys, you've shared a lot of wisdom today.
I'm happy.
We appreciate it. Our eyes and ears are open.
I feel like we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Gang.
We end on a quote. So we need to find a
quote. Oh yeah, we end on a quote.
All right, cool.
To give us some wisdom for the week.
What's a quote that you live by?
Oh yeah.
Have you two got a quote? Live by. Good Lord.
We've said all the quotes. Yeah, you two come up with the quote.
One thing that we used to say all the time is the game is the game.
The game is the
game.
The game is really the game.
We can end on the game is the game.
It is what it is.
It is
everything
what it
is. Always it is what it is.
Le Coq Sportif.
Le Coq Sportif.
The game is the game. Yeah. The game is really the game.
Cool.
Amazing.
Well, thank you for being here, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We listeners have had a lovely time.
Yeah.
Dang.
And we never have voices, so
I know. So I heard. Honored.
We had a couple boys, though, was years ago.
Cool.
It's been lovely having Brian in the building.
Nice.
Thank you
for listening, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.